On July 17 in the morning, the occupation of Grand Patrol Service Station by Sasna-Sur Group was followed by persecutions of peaceful civilians by police officers in the streets. Human Rights House Yerevan condemns the activities of the police against peaceful civilians on 17th and the 18th of July, in particular illegal detention, torture, keeping more than 3 hours without defining the status, in places not supposed for detention. Only during July 17 Armenian police detained more than 140 people in Yerevan, Gyumri and Vanadzor, including at least one minor. It is noteworthy that more than 100 residents of the city were taken to the 1,033 unit of police troops, in some cases keeping people there from 6 to 30 hours. The in kept to force him to appear to police division. The public has become aware of a case where the family of a civil activist was taken and kept in the police to force the activist to come to police. With these actions, the police violated the Ra law and a number of international treaties. During these days, the police, without providing reasonable suspicion, restricted the exercise of freedom of movement, rights to peaceful assembly of citizens, rights to freedom of expression, thus depriving people of their fundamental right to freedom. Human Rights House Yerevan declares that no political factor can justify the illegal behavior of police that violates fundamental human rights and freedoms, demands that the police and National Security Service respect and protect the rights and freedoms of citizens, ruling out the use of weapons, act in legitimate and accountable manner, calls on all, especially the broadcast media, to act sensitively regarding issues of violation of human rights and freedoms, and to provide full and comprehensive information on these issues, at the same time refraining from targeted discrediting, calls on human rights defenders, NGOs, public figures and citizens to create a security barrier between police and occupied patrol service station, demands from Human Rights Defender of Republic of Armenia to assist in creation of security barrier, adequately respond to the situation and make efforts to restore the violated rights of citizens, calls OSCE office, the embassies of European countries and the embassy of USA, as implementers of projects aiming at transformation and modernization of the Armenian police, to carry out monitoring of police activities. Under the circumstances, resolving the political situation by use of weapons and at the cost of victims from any of the sides is unacceptable, and the whole responsibility is on the ruling regime. Human Rights House Yerevan, including Socioscope, Societal Research and Consultancy Center Journalists Club, Asperas, Real World, Real People Helsinki Citizens Assembly Vanadzor Public Information in Need of Knowledge, Pink Armenia, Women's Resource Center Helsinki Association for Human Rights, Shakadan, Women's Democracy Support Joint to the Statement, Coalition to Stop Violence Against Women 50-50 Civil Initiative Ecological Right NGO Eco-Lur NGO Commune Socio-Cultural Platform Democracy Today NGO Peace Dialogue NGO Protection of Rights Without Borders NGO Anna Shanazarian Inessa Shishanova Naira Haritunyan Mariam Karapetyan Sevak Karakasayan Ala Sarkisyan Tigran Sarkisyan.